welcome back. We are back with another episode of Scenario. Finally back after the last triumphant episode. It is the most downloaded episode of the Scenario in the Scenario history.
Really, was it?
It is past the homie episode.
I don't know how I feel about that.
And it's and keep in mind, the homie episode has been up longer, so you would think it just has a little bit more residuality to it.
All right, so bear with me here. So how I feel about that is, I feel like that show was a public service show. Like, that did good. Like, that was my philanthropy, if you will, for the year.
Yeah. That was our Wu-Tang Forever album, too. That was, like, our second album. That was, like, a great episode. Like, that's, like, our Wu-Tang Forever.
That was, like, and then there was X.
Yeah.
you needed to have that. But we're not alone today, though.
Yeah, we got to be guests. My homie, man. I've known her for years, man. She is, I mean, doing everything. Core model. You still core model?
No, but you know, I'm a little older now, so no.
Okay.
I support you guys. DJs. I support the DJs, but I'm not doing that part. I think that's for, you know, the younger girls to do that.
Now she's trying to sound like she above it.
She went OG style.
When you older, it's some stuff that you need to fall back on and do. So I let, you know, the young girls do that. I don't want to be no grown-ass woman. They be like, what is her old ass doing?
But she takes the most best Instagram pictures. Like, does she be random places?
Most
I be like,
best.
Yo.
That's what's up.
Like, where? How do you even hear it in, like, Afghanistan at some party with the Sheikh Adelaheim? You'd be like, what are you doing here?
Next day, gonna be on Taken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, bro, I forgot where you were. I was like, yo, you better watch out. You was outside the country. I was like, yo, you better watch out. She was, I forgot where you was. You was at an island or something. It was from the hurricane down there. Was it Dominican?
Bora Bora?
Yeah. Yep, that was it.
It was tropical. It was raining.
Yeah, yeah. Watch out.
And it ain't nowhere to go.
So, Lena, thank you for coming on, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, she was actually on Stroud Lowcast. She actually had people mad because she said like 30% of dudes are gay. Remember you said that?
Ooh.
And Javon was like, Javon was holding himself like, whoa, for real?
I mean, just in, you know, in my trials and my experiences, you know, some men, you know, ain't nothing wrong with it strongly or whatever, that's how it is.
Look, you've been a lot of places, so that had Javon all holding his pearl. He was holding his pearl like, ooh. it was like
that's a big number.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big number. Like, anytime you need to realize like how crazy something like that is, like order a pizza. Like, anytime you need to figure out like a percentage and like what that really looks like, imagine if somebody came up and said, yo, give me 30% of your pizza, and then like you come up off of it, like, and even like take it as like an emos, like imagine losing 30% of your emos, like that is massive. But for everybody everywhere else, 30% of your pizza, just look at that. 8 slices per pizza.
8 slices, yes.
So get rid of 2.5 slices and imagine somebody deliver that to your crib. Like, you open the box up and 30% of your pizza is gone. So if you have 30% of, if 100% of brothers is the whole pizza, and you 2.5 slices of brothers in America, my heart goes out to the women who have to sift through that. Salute. We're drinking. We're bringing the holiday season in during this episode.
Yeah, we'll talk about the holidays. We will talk about the holidays in this episode.
We'll give a Christmas. We'll finish this episode with a Christmas survival.
Survival tips and also your favorite Christmas song as well.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that. So the streets was mad, man. The streets was bloody red this last episode. The flies 20 ladies of all time list.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nobody talked about anything else we talked about for the other 45 minutes. That section only 20 minutes. Everybody only wanted to talk about the last 20, 25.
What else did we talk about?
We talked about like,
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
We talked about a whole bunch, like hood movies, a whole bunch of different stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go and dive into these emails, man. So it was back and forth. We got 6 of them, so I'm going to run through them pretty fast. First one is from D. Shada. He says, I really, really fuck with your podcast all the time. I normally wouldn't email or send anything in, but I have to in this last episode. I felt disrespected by Matt and Brandon. By putting Zoe Saldana in the top 5, I almost wanted to tweet to every woman that was below her on the list and let her know that it's people out here with undisclosed attention for them. I.e., I was just going to give a shout out to Sade. I don't even know if she has a Twitter account, but I was going to let her know that Zoe Saldana was considered better looking than her. Y'all funny as hell, though, and I fuck with y'all, but I had to talk on this one. Peace.
Sade bad.
She is. Good looking broad.
Not better than Zoe Saldana, though.
Nope.
All right, next up is from HT the Coyote. He says, what up, guys? Just wanted to jump in on the top 5 conversation. One that should be mentioned is Kelly Rowland. I'm sorry, but I feel like Beyonce only got the upper hand because she looks as a bit ambiguous racially. Also, I gotta go with Daryl about Zoe. Real talk, she gets by because she's got a nice face, but no fucking frame. Also, in terms of porn stars, I know you all missed it before. No one wanted to put one on the list. So, no Jada Fire or Cinnamon get a mention. Mm-hmm. Not even Jasmine Webb or the British sisters. My favorite is Maserati Triple X. A thick Jamaican tick with 36H titties. Damn, yeah, you on it. She at least deserves a review for top 20.
Hey, man, you sounds like you did it. you brought that to the show.
I said, well, giving her maybe a skin diamond. That's the only one I said that could be in.
You brought it to the show. Yo, she has a body exactly like Zoe Saldana.
Right, that's why I said, if y'all gonna put Zoe on there, you might as well put skin diamond. That was my whole point, remember?
I can't do it, man. I can't do that. These are different ball games we're playing. All right, so we'll go through all the emails, but my father made a great point.
Okay, go. So you listened to the show
about that. But no, finish the emails first.
We had the OG had to jump in on it.
He weighed in with his decades and decades in the game.
Next one is up from Mozzie. He says, I think you're sleeping a little bit, Daryl, on how bad Zoe Saldana was. You really are sleeping. I can see how they really was filming her. Remember in Stomp the Yard how bad she was looking? You didn't even care about the rest of the movie. You just want to see Zoe. You just didn't even care about Guardians of the Galaxy for real until you saw Zoe. Love the show, fellas. Peace.
Thank you. Next.
Some vindication.
Next.
Next one. This is up from Rodism. He says, this is hilarious that you all broke this down on the show. This sounded like almost like an NCAA tournament committee sitting there arguing about Boston College over VCU for who was going to get the 8 seed.
That's a very fair way of looking at it.
He's like, I couldn't stop laughing, man. One of my homeboys walked by my cubicle and heard Daryl say, oh, hell no, not Zoe Saldana. And he actually came sat by my desk and finished out the top 10 with me. This show was hilarious. I didn't pass it on. I like y'all doing, fellas. Keep rocking what y'all doing. And Matt, shout out to the noobs, yo.
I didn't hear that, yo. Yeah, I mean, that's what we want. That's really
actually,
what
no, no, actually, man, no, man, this is a new period. I think his vote should be, he didn't vote on nobody, so.
He was just throwing his hat in the ring.
But if he had voted for Zoe, I'm like, see, there it goes.
Oh, you think I'm sending, I'm sending people on my behalf? Put it on the national listserv.
You wasn't Dean. You could send a text to all your.
Hey man, that never happened. What you talking about?
All right, next up, this one comes from Patasha. She says, "Fellas, at first when I saw the title of this show, I thought I was gonna be superly overly offended by you all's list of women because I didn't know how men consider and talk about it, but it was." Funny and refreshing how you all talked about it. It wasn't disrespectful, except for when it got to the point of them seeming ogling over Zoe Saldana, and she really isn't that bad at all, but you guys are funny.
So you saying you wouldn't hit?
I didn't say that.
Not you, her.
Oh,
she would. She'd kiss her a little bit, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Would you kiss Zoe Saldana? Okay, we're not saying she's not attractive, man. You said top five of all time, no. You said top five of all time. That isn't.
Hey, man.
That's like an age gracefully.
Take your pizza once again. And take 100% of the women that are out there. She's going to be on that first slice, that good-looking slice that you take first.
Yeah, she looks like she could age real good.
So mm-hmm. She's going to look like that in like 2050.
She probably will.
Wait, 2050, is that, what is it, 2018, so practically? That's a long time. Let's say 2035.
She got twins, too, right?
Yeah, she's holding it together. She's doing a good thing for herself there. Proud of her.
I'm sure. We got some other ones, but two of them were like mad at us, so I don't even want to read them.
Oh, okay.
The two women was mad as we even talked about women in rankings.
What?
Like, why would
okay, so here's the thing that I'm willing to do, because I knew that was going to happen eventually. I am open to having 3 to 4 women come on this show and completely grade out dudes.
And they can take over the show.
Yeah, I don't care.
And then we also did the best players of all time show.
Yeah, exactly.
Like men, we rated men, like who was the best players of all time.
Yeah, like Billy Dee and all of them.
We had Derek Jeter. We had
Lando Calrissian, the only black dude in outer space.
We had Eddie Murphy on there.
Yeah.
We had all of them.
Billy Dee was the baddest, though.
Billy D, hell yeah. Hell yeah. When Billy D, see, last week when I was getting ready for Star Wars this weekend, I watched all of them from episode one all the way through Force Awakens. And Billy D stepping on that screen in Empire Strikes Back was a high point in them eight, 9 movies I watched because it was just different. First of all, it let me know there were brothers in outer space. Yep. That was big.
He's technically not the first brother in space, though. And then, but he's the only one that survived.
Yeah, he's...
Jaffet Kotto died in Alien.
Yeah. I'm talking about in the Star Wars universe, though. Yeah. There were two brothers. There was a brother that was flying a jet in one of them, and he got blown up. And then there was Billy Dee Williams.
And
Billy
Dee... I guess in theory.
Billy Dee... Oh, well, yeah. But,
in the timeline.
Yeah, I guess so. That's fair. I mean, but Mace Windu wasn't on no hoes, though. Billy Dee had a whole city...
That was his.
He was a fan just because of him.
Yeah. Like, chicks watched Star Wars because in 1980 because Billy D. Williams walked out there, looked at Leia, hello there. What do we have here? Like, she's here with another dude and a Wookiee, and Billy D. walked out with a cape on and looked at her in her eyes. Stop looking at the dude she rolled with. Like, Billy D is the number one reason why you don't take your girl around the wrong crowd. Because he had no concern about who she
was. Or your relationship got to be solidified before you do that. It's like the song, shout out to R. Kelly, Mama Flirt. He's like, bring your girl around the homies.
Can you imagine how stressed Han Solo was in that carbonite, knowing that Leia was out there with Billy D. Williams?
That's what he's mad about.
I'd have been stressed.
And when he came out and he was stressed, he wasn't stressed out about being in carbonite for that long. He was stressed about Billy.
Yeah, he's like, dog, you let them put me in carbonite so you can mac my chick.
He's in there for like over a year, too.
He lucky he had Chewie there. Everybody don't get a Wookiee to hold their girl down. I don't know, dog. Billy D. Williams is one of the foremost brothers of all time. Period.
I watched Mahogany.
Mahogany, he was killing the Mahogany.
Man.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things?
I am completely open to women ranking dudes as well.
Maybe we need to have a woman takeover show.
It's always an interesting thing to see that happen.
Yeah, because I wonder how much money has to do with theirs sometimes.
You did that, not me.
No, I didn't. No, I'm just saying that like some dudes, you'd be like, you wouldn't think he was fly. Some dudes, you'd be like, yo, I could see him being a fly dude regardless. Like if Derek Jeter was going to get on women. Like, that's just how he was going to rock it out.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, he just got that look. Idris Elba, with the accent, was going to always be, if he moved to the States with that accent, he was going to always get women. Yeah, he got an accent, and he looked like that from the UK. He was good.
Yeah, I don't really think he has to talk, though. It sounds like he can just kind of walk in the room, and he's good.
Yeah, but I'm saying if Idris Elba was nobody, he could still go in the room and get some women with his accent and the way he looks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but I mean, some cats, you know.
I might spend 2018 being that cat, overdressing for scenarios and stuff.
Just overdressing.
Like, always having on, like, somewhere it looks like I'm going to happy hour. Like, Idris Elba always looks like he's headed to happy hour, like, no matter where he's at.
And he's always leaving work?
I'm just going to do that. I'm gonna hang up my casual wear and just dress like
wearing
that.
Wearing scarves inside.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, damn right. I'm not gonna wear. All right, we're gonna see how this goes.
All right, so let's go in our topics, man. Puffy, man.
Puffy made a strong bid here in the last few weeks of the year to be Negro of the Year, not Man of the Year. Negro of the Year.
That's how you do it.
Like, you finish out the year strong.
Like, I don't know, man. Puff is endlessly entertaining.
Are we not gonna talk about all the people on Bad Boy that didn't make it though?
Let's talk about this. Let's introduce this the right way. First of all, in case you didn't know, Sean Combs decided that he was going to throw his hat in the ring for owning an NFL team after Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson ceased fire on owning his team after some pretty aggressive sexual...
racial comments.
Racial harassment came to the surface. So there's going to be an NFL team for sale, theoretically. Now, Jerry Richardson only owns 52% of the team, so there's a lot of other people that could decide, hey,
I'm going to own the 40%.
Yeah, I'm going to buy more stuff.
Like
Kroenke did, yeah. But Puffy decided to throw his hat in the ring, though, and say he made a video, and he said, it's time for some black ownership. He said, first thing I'm going to do is hire Colin Kaepernick. I said, ooh, you're not getting this.
That's like
you in an interview, and the first thing you walk in and say is, I'm going to be a little late on Monday. Like, dog, we ain't hired you
or
yet.
Or I'm taking off the first week.
Yeah, like, so what day do you think you can start? Yeah, I can start on the second. Ooh. All right, yeah, I'm going to have to take that week off, though. Like,
when is my vacation kick in?
You can't use PTO before you actually work an hour. Like, it doesn't work that way.
But, you know, Diddy's doing a whole different thing. He know how to reach the younger masses, so if he did that, he know everybody's going to get on board. Look at Steph Curry. He's like, I want in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Colin Kaepernick even said he wanted in. And that's the interesting thing to me, is that he's actually suing the NFL right now, but he wants to own a team within it. That's an interesting... You're kind of putting a lawsuit on yourself then, but I mean, that's...
Was he just playing, though?
I don't think Diddy. I think Diddy was...
No, I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick.
No, I think Cap believes. I think Cap is down for pretty much anything.
What are you down with?
Yeah, I think Cap's in. They risk it all, yep. They're going to do something black on. Cap's going to be involved in it.
But it's not going to... It's no way to...
There's no way in hell. I don't think he can afford an NFL team, personally.
Well, he said he's putting a group together, like now investors now.
I get that. That's what everybody does that buys a team. But majority ownership takes a big... Like, even if you're 51% owner, that's going to be a big slice into his capital. And what you worth isn't what's in your bank account.
This is if you just liquidate everything.
But anyway, let's entertain this, though. Let's say Diddy buys the Carolina Panthers.
First halftime show is him, right?
Oh, every halftime show is him. I feel like...
Is it a different person from his label on every halftime
show? Oh, yeah. He'll have Danity Kane. Will be too. Yeah. Danity Kane will be Kane back. No. They'll be back. He's gonna do revival tours every halftime show. Like, I can see Puff, like, standing on the sideline and like, a Carolina Blue mink. Like, just down there.
The first week?
It would be Ciroc. It would be on sale at the stadium. Like, fountains of Ciroc. Ciroc Fields. It would be like that game from The Last Boy Scout.
Oh, man.
Jimmy Dix and Halle Berry and them.
So, the first week is Diddy and Mace. Is it Diddy and Mace or Diddy and French Montana? The first week. For the first week of the season.
I don't know, man. Book them.
I'm going to go Diddy Mace the first week because you kind of want that, you know, can't nobody hold me down, you know.
They're going to definitely drive a convertible backwards across the field at halftime. And then they're
going to do hypnotize.
And the ground crew is going to have to fix that field because more somebody will kill themselves.
More money, more problems will be too during this halftime show.
He's about to bring his girl out, Cassie. She's about to perform too.
Oh. Cassie ain't performed since they've been together.
He won't let that happen.
No, when did she ain't perform on the Bad Boy
tour? She did something new, like a single she had come out.
Oh, she got a single?
Not now, but I mean, it happened like maybe early this year or something.
Cassie. Oh, I didn't even know Cassie was doing music anymore.
Cassie set a world record for the person quickest to retire.
Unofficially.
She's like, we can go public with this now?
I'm done.
I'm out.
I'm still on Lando.
And you got to think, the guy that feels the worst is Ryan Leslie. He got his girl stole from like Lando Calrissian. He basically took his girls to the studio.
Ryan Leslie
and he got his girl stole.
Ryan Leslie is basically Han Solo.
That's what I was just saying. And Puffy was Lando Calrissian.
What do we have here?
And Ryan's like, oh yeah, it's Puffy. You know, I'm trying to get down. You know.
Yeah. Can you get the fuck out? I need to talk to her. No, you stay. You leave. Go. Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so Puffy, the NFL owners wouldn't let him in to get a team, would they?
No.
I mean, he's...
Help him through hell before they can even...
Here's the thing. Do you really want to go through the background check?
I mean, his background check is easy to go. He was in a shooting with Shine. He's been implicated multiple times for Biggie's death. I mean, not for Biggie's death, for Pac's death.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's kind of... It's kind of...
I wouldn't want to get vetted by the NFL if I was Puff.
Because them...
Them cats going to dig into stuff that happened when you was in middle school.
I mean, G-Dep's in jail. Mm-hmm. Black Rob's in jail.
Like, how many people did you forget to pay?
Shine is in deported.
Can't come back.
I mean...
Doesn't look good for Puff.
But some people were saying that, you know... Well, somebody... Because I sent out that tweet about that. And so somebody from like some hip-hop blog retweeted it. And it's whole people was mad at me because I said that. So we're not going to discuss all the Bad Boy people that are broke now from being Puffy. So one dude was like, well, all NFL players are broke. I was like, so you say that Puffy should be an owner because he acts like the owners do already? I was like, well, damn, man, that's the first good point I've heard. That he's willing to take all your money anyway.
Tell you what, you better pay them cats, though, because they're going to be knocking on your door.
Well, no, I'm talking about like when you get the Houston base, you could just cut them and do whatever, like, but, you know, not care, like owners do with players.
Mm.
But you know what? I can see Puffy having more problems with like a Von Miller because he want to go see Puffy. With the white old white man, he might not want to go see him, but he want to go see Puffy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
You cut me? Oh, you cut me? Oh, I'm coming. I'm gonna be in Brooklyn. I'm gonna come to see you in Brooklyn.
Take that.
I mean, there's no way they can let him get the team, right? Is it a possibility?
No. No.
So if you talking about from the if we talking about the pizza pie, how much percentage of the pizza pie chance does he have?
A pepperoni.
Damn.
It's not happening, guys. But we can act like it's gonna happen.
I mean, I was gonna say like half a slice percentage.
Unless he gets somebody, I mean, these other investors that come in better be some big money heavyweights.
What if it's like Clive Davis or somebody?
Well, that would be interesting. That'd be interesting.
Get like a whole bunch of music to
just get Jeff Bezos to do it. I mean,
but Jeff Bezos won his own team. I can see that. He's like, he can write that cash too. Like,
yeah.
No loan, no niggas cash.
Yeah, I think I might have that on me. Like, oh yeah, I got $1 billion in the car.
Yeah,
like,
let me go get that.
Bring that in. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't foresee it. I don't see them opening up the doors that way. It's really hard to take ownership of a professional sports team as is, you know. So I don't see that happening. I like the fact, I like the sideshow attraction of it, though. It's great. It's great.
But this is the thing. If he comes with a legitimate package, the NFL could be in a bad situation, too.
And they have to.
Because they're going to have to, if he comes like a real package, like some, like it says he got Bezos or some, maybe some other legitimate investors, and they reject him, you just put yourself behind another Kaepernick eight ball for another season.
Here's the thing. The NFL could give a fuck less.
I don't know, but I'm just
nobody
saying.
Nobody has been
more.
What
you going to do with that drama for another year? They don't want to deal with that drama again another year, regardless of what they feel like.
Nobody has been more upfront about not giving a fuck less than the NFL has. Because if they don't like something, they'll just decide not to honor the rule or something about it. Like, how many times does the NFL double back on what it's all about?
Yeah, they go around the Rooney Rule all the time.
Think about that. Think about how often that something is now the Rooney Rule. They honor that. I'm not talking about
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about they'll go around it with somebody like, well, he had one tenth. I forgot what team was it. They hired the was it the oh, I forgot who it was, but it was somebody like one tenth Native American. They was trying to go around the Rooney Rule and said they was like one tenth Native American.
I personally hate the Rooney Rule.
Yeah.
So I wish it didn't exist. But if you don't want to, if you don't do a token interview. Don't say, oh, we're going to interview you just because you're a minority. Fuck that. Don't appease me that way. But my thing about it is, it's like, hey, the NFL doesn't like the way that something is. They just are like, yeah. No, don't worry about it. We're not going to do that this time. How the hell you think the Rams got bought out of St. Louis? They did everything in compliance that they were supposed to do. And they were like, yeah, I'm sorry. We want to go to LA. Forget it. That's why Jerry Jones is so mad right now, because the league is following the book. And he's like, when the fuck did we start following the rules? Definitely against me. What the hell is this? So, like, they get mad when they do follow the rules. So I couldn't see them giving a damn about
it. So what black person could own an NFL team, you think? Or do you have anybody offhand that you'd be like, oh, yeah, that would be a good profile for a person?
I mean, Robert Johnson owned an NBA team. So, I mean, you know, the profile is there to be able to do it.
But he ran the podcast horribly, though.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about wins and losses. I mean, I'm just talking about being able to acquire the team. I mean, there's plenty of people that could.
But I'm just saying offhand, do you know anybody? Like, if Puffy brought this other black person, that
Puffy's bringing white people. If
he got Bezos or something, could he?
Oh, yeah, Bezos, but I don't think Jeff Bezos gives a damn about the NFL. He's sponsoring the NFL right now. He's
right, getting but, what he but wants. But it could be a situation like Jeter, though, where Jeter basically found him a bag, man. And he's
well, that's what Puffy would have to do. That's what Puffy would have to do.
He owns like 2-3%.
Yeah. That's what Puffy would have to do. He'd have to be the face. But there's a bigger dude behind the scenes.
And they don't want him as the face. Yeah. The Carolina Panthers.
Can you imagine Puffy walking into the
owner's
meeting?
That shit, yo!
That shit would look like how high? No. No.
Oh my God, man.
Them cats ain't letting that.
Yo! Hold on. And you know who would really be mad is Cam Newton.
Why?
Because he'd been on that slave ship almost a little bit. Lately, he'd be like,
Did you hear about what they called everybody in the Panthers organization called Jerry Richardson?
No. Right.
His nickname was Mr.
Yeah, Mr. Like what? Mr. from Color Purple. Yeah.
You are damn
Mr. Right. was his name. That's anybody, black or white. Everybody called him Mr.
Mr. Like the group.
Like Bobby Valentino's group.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me? What you
Mr.
I ain't calling nobody Mr.
They these grown men call them motherfucker mister?
Mister. I swear, this 60-year-old executives up in there will call him mister. The assistant GM was calling him mister type thing.
Hey.
I couldn't be no grown man and have kids or a woman.
But see, Cam Newton had that PR agent, that conservative PR agent come in on him after that Super Bowl and he was really being Negroed up.
Yeah, I ain't doing that though.
Tomorrow, who, Cam Newton? Like Cam Newton?
Cam Newton just decided to say, fuck it, I'm gonna just, I'm gonna coon it up as best as
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, but if Puffy gets the team, does he immediately, like, try to come back around the other side of the thing? Like, oh, man, I was just playing. I was playing.
I didn't really mean it like that, you know.
I mean, he could decide to, we're gonna talk about people that are coming back.
Yeah.
That's running back to the house in a little bit here. But, I mean, sure he could, I guess. I don't know. I mean, Cam Newton's not exactly irredeemable, but. Nah, I don't know about that. That's a tough one.
So mentioning Cam Newton and segueing, not mentioning him, but and we was talking about the owner, man. My Russell Simmons, man, going down, man, in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, Russ is fighting it too. Like Russ is like, I'm gonna live, damn it. Like, I don't know, dude. You throwing haymakers?
Back in the day, didn't he used to like
do coke hard?
Younger women, yeah. Like a
13-year-old. He got what you call it, 17.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he was a grown ass man and he Gamora, was a young 17. Kid.
Oh, he staked his claim as being a cat that filed. Once again, Russell Simmons living like the NFL. He was making rules up as they needed to be there and stripping them.
The rules was different in 91. For people, this is 2017. It's different.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of my homeboys was cool, one of the girls that timed about this on the New York Times article. And I met her. She was super cool. Like,
what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I don't. She didn't say anything to me. I'm talking the article. She said that he basically tried to rape her. It's the same chick that she tried to get Clive Davis, L.A. Reid tried to rape her, or something like that. Yeah, because she was executive at Def Jam. She ended up helping the movie, the show, the whole soundtrack of the show. She was the A&R that.
Mm-hmm.
And like a couple other people over at Def Jam, and then she went to A&R over it. Wherever, not Clive Davis. I'm keep on. L.A. Reid was at Epic, I think, or something like that. Yeah.
It's cold as well.
Yeah, man, it's cold. I mean, from a woman perspective, have you seen this kind of behavior that you've seen, like,
I mean,
from dudes?
Back in the day when, like, I used to do like hip hop dance, and I wanted to do like the stereotypical thing, like every girl wanted to do acting and stuff like that. You do meet people like that, and some people do what they gotta do to get on. And then you do have men that, you know, come at you a different type of way. Mm. I've experienced that, so I'm not saying that, you know, some people are going at as monetary gains, but if they're doing it, you know, karma will handle them, but I can't judge them if they're, you know, if something like that happened. I hope, you know, something happened to those people, and it's fucked up that it happened like that. But it happens. Like, that's real. For them to stand up for that, like, I applaud them. But if some are doing that for, like, you know, monetary gains, I don't respect that, but karma handled that, so I can't say, you know, how they are, but it happens. That shit is real.
We talked about it, man.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, Russ now, too. Like,
yeah,
man.
Listen, man, my advice is this.
And Warren Sapp, I can see that for some reason. I don't know why in my mind.
Marshall shouldn't shock you.
No, I'm saying, but Warren Sapp was like, oh, okay. Like, y'all didn't know that. That's how you get that.
Listen, there's absolutely nothing. Nobody has come out. I am beyond shock and awe when it comes to these things that are coming out in the public right now. I look at everybody on the same level. Only person that something could come out about this point where I'd be like, damn, it'd be like the Pope or Obama. That's it.
Yeah, everybody else.
I'd be like, nah.
Not Obama.
We not doing that one. I'd be like, I'll take that bit. I'd be in
that
like,
was me.
I'd be in there like Weebay. Like, nope. Take that one too.
Yeah, exactly. No, I did that one.
We
yeah,
can't
that one.
We can't allow Obama to be involved in any of those type of things. So we need one of our lessers to step up and take that rap.
Here, Will Smith was.
Yes, whatever.
I would be surprised if it was.
I have no surprise left in me.
Nope.
I agree.
There's nothing that happens that surprises me.
You said Obama and the Pope. That's it.
That's it? Obama and Pope.
I don't know about the Pope, but Obama, yeah.
Pope, if the Pope was out here.
This Pope's pretty official, too, though. I feel him on that.
Yeah. That's it. That's a short list for me. I don't even need to. We don't need a pizza. We don't need a whole hand. We don't need anything.
Two people.
Two people. That's it. Maybe like somebody came back and said, oh man, somebody came back from the dead and now he's up on charges. Like, I don't know how that happened.
But that's true.
If it happened, it happened.
All right, man, let's go into this LeVar Ball stuff, man. He's starting a league. Shout out to both me and Matt go to St. Barbara. Shout out to Rich, man. LeVar Ball has ingratiated niggas. And I mean that like niggas. Like, he's like the nigga on the block to be like, yo, man, it'd be dope if we did this. And like LeVar Ball is literally doing, like, the stuff you talk about on the block. Like, that'd be dope if you did that. Like, with no plan and nothing else. It's like, it'd be dope if I'd have started my own league.
You know what? I take him a little differently. Because to me, he's the dude that comes over and already got some shit going. And you'd be like, what? And you're like, dog, I just started a second NBA. Like, you started this? Like, yeah, it's going on now. You trying to get in?
Like, early? You want to invest?
You trying to get in? Like, he kind of, like, reminds me of, like, a walking, talking piece of spam. Like it's just, like, a real person that's walking around giving you that bullshit scenario. But, yeah, man. I mean, and the funny thing about this is, like, essentially he's just trying to start another G League.
Yeah.
Like, he's not doing something that's, like, you know, I look at it like revolutionary. Groundbreaking. I just wonder how. I wouldn't be walking away from the system if I was a young basketball player.
Only way you're gonna go is if you didn't qualify.
He gonna end up having to hoop it up. He gonna have hoop it up out there,
dude. Cause the dude, and it was like the dude was like, he was like, yo, LeVar Ball, he ain't been wrong about nothing yet. Both of them boys, he got over the year finna go pro. I was like, hey, man, you know that second son is not that good, right? Like, he gonna probably have a great career over in Europe. Like, he's just starting his career in Europe early.
Man, he gonna be in Lonzo's posse in 2 years. He ain't finna be playing ball over there.
Passing in the ball and like, helping him out with his jumper and stuff.
Yeah, my big thing with LeVar is, man, is that he's just...
What's the one Manning brother that didn't blow up? He's that Cooper. Brother. He's gonna be that brother. Cooper. Yeah. He's gonna be Cooper Manning.
Well, Cooper got hurt, though. Cooper was a baller.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
LeAngelo's gonna have every opportunity to show he's not a hooper on that level. Like every single
one every possibility
of them. Like he was like everybody was like all of the pods I listened to read they were like, yeah, he was should have been a 4 year guy at UCLA.
Yeah. They said LaMelo was gonna come out before him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his little brother who's like 2 years younger than him was gonna get to college.
and then leave while he was there.
While he was still in college. Like
Which is crazy to think about. It's almost like who did that? The Harris twins. Only left because his brother did. Because only one Harris twin got drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
The other one was like late second round. He was like, oh, he leaving. I got to go too, right?
Yeah, like he was going to be on some Tebow stuff. Like, yo, he's just an attraction. We just got him here. But he at the end of the bench in Sacramento. Like Lonzo's a hooper. Lonzo can ball. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
But
LaMelo is good too.
Yeah, LaMelo going to Europe actually might not be the worst thing for him. It'll make him reel his game in. So. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they're going to essentially like the C League in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, people need to remember, they're doing this just representationally. So, like, here's my thing about it, though. It's like, I get what LeVar is doing. To me, the incorporation of taking all these young... It depends on what side of the stand of the aisle you stand on. Like, I think college kids should get some form of compensation.
Me too.
But I'm also not in the school of making guys forsake any opportunity at education, too. Because going pro just straight out of high school because you want to and because you found out that you can and you're a top high school prospect or whatever, that's fine. But a lot of these guys that go pro have the opportunity at least to go back to college if they need to.
Because you already got a couple of credits.
And they still have the opportunity to do that. I'm not big on cats absolutely forsaking college for anything less than the millions of life-changing dollars you can make in the NBA. If the NBA opens up the gates again and says high school kids can get drafted, hey, go ahead and do it. Because the way the draft is right now, it's kind of that anyway. It's just a year in delay. I mean, all it is a bunch of freshmen in the top 10, and that's what it would be. You know, but a kid that decides to not go to college, doesn't go to the NBA straight away for $10,000, because that's what LeVar is, they're saying that LeVar is
like, $10,000
like, are you kidding me? I make more than that a month. And I mean, like, so what are you doing this for? Like, my biggest beef with LeVar is that I think he's trying to capitalize a little too much on exposing the business of basketball when parts of it are bullshit, but parts of it, the way the system's set up now, actually helps these cats end up in the right spot.
Yeah, because my thing is like, and he was like, man, he gonna be able to make it. He was like, he gonna be able to get some of the guys that don't want to go to college. I was like, so if I got Mike Krzyzewski coming to visit me from Duke, or LaVar Ball coming for recruiting visit, who you think gonna win?
So, I mean, here's the thing also, if you're trying to be a basketball, if you're
Coach
trying to...
Coach Cal or LaVar Ball?
Well, and they made a good point about this. I was listening to, that had been Bill Simmons' show last week, and they were talking about, you know, the thing about the one and done rule and stuff like that, and they say that some of these guys going, they were saying the thing about going to the G League straight out of high school, like being able to stash kids down there. They don't go straight to the end, kind of like baseball or minor leagues. Yeah, with hockey does it probably in a way that would make the most sense for basketball. But you're going to go, if you go to Duke or if you go to Syracuse with Jim Boeheim or if you go to Kansas with like a Bill Self, you're getting better coaching than you would in the G League. You're becoming a better basketball player being there. So going to an extended AAU experience, this is what LeVar Ball's thing would be, does not make you a better basketball player.
Your health plan, your meal plan, your training, your lifting weights, everything.
Yeah, I mean, all of that is, I mean, ask any Major League Baseball player that wasn't like a top 10 prospect, a draft pick, I should say, and even some of those guys
still go to college.
Yo, not about college. You're roughing it in the minors. Like, you're roughing it. You're not eating at the same type of stuff you would eat being in a program in college. You got this money, but you are 17, 18 years old with this money. Like, what do? You're still a 17, 18 year old kid. You know, I mean, there's even, you know, that's just kind of the thing to me. So while I get what LaVar is trying to do, I don't think that that's the way to go. If you're not going to go to college, go to the NBA. If you're not going to go to the NBA, go to college. Just do it. It's essentially 4 months of being in college.
Yeah.
4 months. If you're that good and you're going pro, the thing that worries me about this, though, is going to be a lot of kids that could have gone to the NBA, that could have gone to college, made something for themselves, became something once they got there, that forego that, and then don't have that same sickle of realizing that you're not going to get drafted in the NBA, so let me go to college. But this league will take me, so I'll just go there anyway.
But a top 100 player is not going to do that. It's going to be those fringe guys,
right,
that don't qualify. They didn't pass the clearinghouse,
right?
Or they was going to get pushed to a JUCO,
yeah,
to get their grades up. Those are the guys. He's not going to get a top 100 guy. First of all, if you're not in the top 10. Those guys that are booked 90 to 100, like from 11 to 100, they have to go to college to actually be shown more if they can get drafted.
Right.
Because only the top 10 in that freshman class are all everybody know about. If you're number 25, you want to go to Boston College so you can ball out in the ACC, and then they're like, oh, snap, maybe we want to draft him.
Listen, man, go to Creighton. I don't care. Yeah, go somewhere where you can just ball at. Like, yeah. Just go to a Missouri Valley school. Yeah. You know what I mean? Go D2. It don't matter. Just do something with yourself. So, I don't know. With LaVar, I mean, LaVar's going to do what it takes to keep LaVar in the news. LaVar's always going to do that.
And he said, and he has, like, these venues, I don't know how, where he's going to generate this money from.
Yeah, he's going to have to get that, him and Diddy going to have to go on that ghost.
Diddy's got way better of a chance. No. I think Diddy has a better chance of being the owner of the Panthers than LaVar Ball has for this league to succeed.
Oh, I believe that. I believe
and
that.
So you're saying a pepperoni? Is it a sausage then for LaVar Ball?
It's pizza? It's a sausage on a vegetarian pizza.
that much of a
Snowball's Chance and Mustafar.
You still a Kentucky fan?
Yeah, I'm still.
Yeah, she's a big
Coach Cal fan. I think it's Coach Cal.
You ain't mad when he left Memphis, or you just kind of travel with him after Memphis?
No, I rock with Memphis.
Okay. Yeah. They kind of met him down there all the reason.
When I was down there for work. His kids, like, he was dope. Like, he used to, he made sure the kids go on, He used to make sure the kids were on curfew. He used to watch them. He used to make sure some of the kids, they got paid. They worked at FedEx sometimes. So he, some of his players, like, 1 year he had them working at FedEx for the summertime so they could get some money. So, I mean, he used to do, like, some life skills. He was kind of like a dad to them. So I think it's kind of dope. I know some people don't really care for Coach Cal, but I like him.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was cool. Rod Strickland was at a GLOW party before.
I remember Rod Strickland.
Rod Strickland was at GLOW because he's an assistant coach
for Memphis. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, he's with him in Kentucky now.
No, yeah. Yeah. Oh shit.
So he's standing there in the VIP, and I'm like, yo, is that this? He's sitting there by himself, just standing over the rail. You know how that Mike Shannon is? He just standing over the rail, just chilling with his drink. Yo, hold on.
They don't know who Rod Strickland
is.
You
gotta be a fan. Like, you gotta.
Yeah, I was like, yo. I was like, hey, man. Well, he got them McDonald's eyebrows, too, though, that arch up, too, though. You can't miss them. And I was like, hey, man. You, Rod Strickland? He's like, yeah, y'all. Oh, snap. This my party, dog. Hey, man. Thanks for coming out, dude. I mean, he was like, we sat there for like 30 minutes just talking basketball in the middle of a party. It was like dope, man. He was,
man, that's it.
And he's like, what you intend? He's like, he said, hey, you turn me up in here and just checking out some kids or whatever. I was like, oh, snap. He's like, somebody in the hotel is talking about the party. This is the party popping down here. So he just came by himself.
You the man.
I was like, how you? And I was like, dude. He's like, yeah, I just walked right in. Like, I'm like, Rod Strickland? Nobody tripped off it was Rod Strickland at the door. I was like, maybe I'm just
a
hooper.
Know. You
yeah,
had to tell somewhere, hey, girl, you know what it is. Who is that?
Yeah.
Rod Strickland. Do you Yeah, he still got money.
Shout out to Rod Strickland, though, man. So let's go into this. Who can't come home to dinner, man? Who can't come home for Christmas?
So let's get into the thing that immediately moved my needle this week was Omarosa being ejected from the White House, which in my mind happened in the same manner that Jazz got thrown out of Uncle Phil's crib. So if somebody can throw together like a meme of her head on Jazz's body... going out, that would be, like not a meme, I'm sorry, a gift for that. Yeah. That would be tremendous. That'd be a Christmas present from the World Wide Web for me.
Somebody make that.
That would be a phenomenal if that found its way towards me. But yeah, so like she's thrown out now. She's out. She's saying that, you know, she's disputing how it went down. It sounds a lot like the cat Roy Moore down in Alabama. Disputing the fact that he's lost this election.
Like, no, God didn't tell me yet to give up.
Right, exactly. So we got all these different, you know, if you will, situations at hand with that. But one thing is for sure, no matter what, Omarosa might be the most disenfranchised free agent, cultural free agent of all time. Because there's nobody.
OJ's a more accepted. And he's the Night King.
Oh, well, yeah, but OJ, OJ is the Night King, but OJ also...
So
OJ,
the Night King can get in before...
Omarosa's worse than the Night King.
So what is he then? She's the woman that birthed the Night King?
The Children of the Forest?
She's the Children of the Forest.
No, she's worse than the Night King. Like she's like Sergeant Slaughter in like 88. Or like
teaming up with
Colonel Mustafa. Like you left your people.
Iron Sheik too, right? When Iron Sheik
yeah. So you left your people, and now you don't have any people. Like who does she have?
She has no country, right?
Like she has nowhere to go. She is the sunken place.
Who is she? I don't even know.
Like after this whole last year, cooning out and going off at the NABJ and stuff like that. Yeah, you got Robin Roberts telling you buy Felicia on TV. Robin Roberts is about as classy and cool a person as there is in America.
That's when you know cats hate you.
But you know, that's it. I mean, like, I would have given anything to have been sitting there with brother President Obama when he heard about that for the first time.
Well,
I would have done anything. Huh.
Oh, really?
Look at that. Look at that.
You should call her and see if she needs a job.
and then not hire her.
Until they come in for an interview.
But I mean, the thing it boils down to that is she has no people. She has nowhere to go. She has no nation. She's a drifter, if you will. But is she the most disenfranchised black person of all time? Like, who's out on the island further than she is?
Damn. Man, I mean, she's out there.
I mean, there hasn't been anybody in my life that's even approached for the black people to be more lined up and more solidarity against than anything associated with Donald Trump.
I'm trying to think. She might be. Is she, though?
For this time now, yeah.
For this time, I would say. I'm sure if you went back.
Clarence Thomas, he was.
Oh, Clarence Thomas.
He's definitely on the team.
Yeah. Clarence Thomas is actually in, like... Like on the dock, like inviting her in, like with her boat coming in, like he's the one like greeting her.
Let's see if we can get the five most disenfranchised black people of all time. Omarosa. Clarence Thomas. Who's the brother that was running for Herman Cain?
Ooh. Is Herman Dane? I have an affinity for Big Daddy Herman Cain. You know, the 999 program.
He's entertaining.
Like, it was a meal, like, when he ran Godfather's Pizza, he just was like, I won't take a plan from Godfather's Pizza.
He offered a coupon deal.
I know. 999. No, Herman Cain can't get on this list, man. I won't allow.
I feel like you know he's supposed to be on this list. You just don't want him to be on it.
I think that's even more reason for him. Did I tell you about me and Javon was going to go to his campaign meeting here in St. Louis?
Yes.
And he jumped out of election the week before we were going to go. We were going to go and act like we were going to be, like, and literally go to his meeting and, like, you know, with other campaign people here in St. Louis. We were going to do it, man. I'm a big Herman Cain supporter, man. Herman Cain, Big Daddy Cain, I ain't going to let you get on this list.
Well, Daryl's holding on to your bootstraps, so you can stick around for a little longer.
Who's those two? It was when Trump was campaigning.
Oh, you talking about
two.
Silk and, what's the two coon and the black chicks? Silk and Lace, or what was
they
it?
They were down for him. Yeah,
Silk and what you call it?
I don't remember.
The ones that they did, like, that thing, the Eminem, like the.
I know what you're talking about. I think I saw them and I immediately decided to be like, this isn't entering my spirit.
Hold on, man. Yeah, it was Silk.
I'm trying to figure out who's further gone. Like, who, like, those are, I don't know, man.
What happened to Condoleezza
Rice? She got the wind back and she kind of.
Yeah,
got it kind of rolling around. She got low key. She got up on the ground.
Condoleezza
and
Colin Powell are solid. They're good. They just have different philosophies politically, but they still are brothers and sisters though.
Diamond and Silk are their names. Diamond and Silk.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
They got to be getting paid. They're getting paid.
They are now.
There's no way possible they're not getting paid. What about the preacher dude that was working with Trump? That's talking about he had talked to the gang members and stuff in Chicago, but he really hadn't. That light-skinned dude with the pomade, a whole bunch of pomade in his
mouth. Yeah, I remember that.
And I forgot his name. I actually went to his church website. He's out of Cleveland. But I never saw any pictures of his congregation on the website.
What?
It was just pictures of him and his wife through the whole website.
Probably paid.
That's why I was like, yo, who goes to this church?
Probably
He's out of Cleveland, man. Yeah, because he's the one that organized that black pastors thing, too, for all the pastors to meet Trump. His name is Daryl Scott. That's his name. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah, this is him right here. Yeah, the dude with all the pomade right there.
Yeah,
it's him right here. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's got to be on here. Because he was like, I talked to all the gang members. They said as soon as Trump gets in, and they said they wanted to put all their guns down. And someone's like, so you talked to all the gang members of Chicago? I mean, I talked to somebody else that talks to some of them, and they said that. Like, right. You must not know how the Chicago gang system works. It's a little bit more intricate than just talking to one guy. Daryl Scott is his name. He's got to be on there.
So Daryl Scott.
Do we put on... The Erica from Mary Mary. Erica Campbell from Mary Mary. Not Erica Campbell, which one? Tina. Tina's the one that was tripping. Erica's the one that's the low key one, the one that's real pretty with the body. Tina's the ugly one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that was talking about she voted for Trump because she
saw Jesus. Hold on, are we going to make, are all five people this list going to be associated with Trump?
Maybe. Clarence Thomas is on there. He's the OG though. He invited them in. Like, oh man, y'all here now?
I'm gonna set the bar for everybody.
He's not the original though. He's not the original. I mean, I'm sure some old heads can go back. Cause you know, back in the day, cats wouldn't fuck with Sammy Davis Jr. for a minute too. Cause he voted for Nixon. And was supporting Nixon back in the day. Cats was out on the block on him and Jesse Owens too. Cats wasn't feeling Jesse Owens either when he died.
So you're saying you're putting Sammy Davis Jr.
Jesse Owens on there. Jesse Owens on there. Like he was real bad with it, like on some like black people, black on black crime back in the 1920s. Like, damn, black on black crime in the 20s? What are you talking about? When you got Bugsy Siegel and them shooting each other up around the corner.
What about Dennis Rodman?
No, I can't let Dennis Rodman get on there.
No.
Dennis Rodman
he's done too much for
Dennis
us.
Dennis Rodman is our ambassador in North Korea. He's too important
right now.
He's
done too much for us, though. He brought Cameron Electra into black people. He did too much for us.
Hey, man, what about Flavor Flav?
That's an interesting one. That's...
He became the WB Frog. Now WB Frog's definitely on there. The WB Frog is on this list.
The CW, that whole thing, the CW.
The whole station?
Yes.
There's a lot of white people on them shows though.
When? Because majority of them are black.
No, you're thinking about the back in the day, UPN CW.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is when they combined UPN and Utimo when they had like girlfriends.
Everything.
What was that? Homeboys in Outer Space was on there.
Yeah, everything.
They had, what was that show where Terrence Howard was a lawyer on there? It was with the dad from Uncle Phil was their dad on there. It was him and Miguel Nunez.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it Sparks? Yeah, it was Sparks. They was the lawyer firm, and it was like his two sons were lawyers up under him. Yeah, it was Terrence Howard and Miguel Nunez.
Movies.
Oh man, I know everything black from the... Somebody said like everything black from the 90s, I know it. And then mm-hmm. I dropped off around 2001. Like,
I believe that.
Everything black, man. It is Sparks. Yeah, I'm going to show you the little poster here. Yeah, with Terrence Howard, Miguel Nunez.
I don't even remember Terrence Howard being in there.
Yeah, Terrence Howard was in there. Did Terrence Howard get on the list?
Make the case for him for being a sellout.
He said like something like he can't deal with like black women or dating black women. That's all that could automatically get you in there. Yeah, that was the case.
You say that.
Robin Givens was on there too. That's right.
She's going on there.
Robin Givens? Did she come back to us though with Boomerang?
No. How she did?
Mike? Yeah. She was out. You know, for a while she was out. But did we bring her back in with Eddie Murphy and Boomerang though?
Did she come back on her own? What's her life about?
Her life has been.
She didn't come back.
She married to a white dude or something?
I think so.
I think he left her or something.
He might have left her. I think she was married to a white guy though. She's got kids by him
too. Charles Barkley.
Whatever.
That's a rough one.
He just said something stupid.
Charles Barkley though is.
He just don't give a damn.
I don't know if I call Charles Barkley a sellout. I don't know if I could do that. Flavor Flav,
he's on that line though.
Flavor Flav is a much bigger sellout than Charles Barkley.
I think he just mentally he don't know.
No, he know. He know where them checks coming from. What he got to get out front and soft shoe tap.
Where else he gonna get it from?
Put them horns on his head and do all that. Well, hey, that's what I'm saying. Go sell some real estate, dog. That's what everybody else quietly do when they can't be making money from fame no more.
Yo, Robin Givens has a baby by Murphy Jensen. You know, the Jensen brothers that are the tennis icons?
Mm-hmm.
She's got a baby by one of the twins, man. Murphy Jensen.
She was the original man.
Yeah, she'll get you.
She must have that.
I mean, she...
What about Michael Jordan?
Nah, he's... Yeah. Because he did say he don't fuck with niggas.
He made it clear he don't.
And he told Chameleonaire that, like, directly. And keep in mind, this is all in VIP, so it's not like these are random people in here. Like, Chameleonaire said...
What?
Chameleonaire was... He said it was, like, all people, like, in this VIP area in a club. He's like, ain't nobody getting in this area unless you paid to be up in here. And he was like, he had a Bulls jersey or something he had on. And he was like, yo, I want to see if you can sign my jersey or whatever or something like that if you get a chance. He was like, man, get the fuck up. I don't fuck with niggas. This is a verbatim from Chameleonaire. Keep in mind, Chameleonaire is now a tech genius now.
Yeah,
like,
Chameleonaire's
like,
good.
Chameleonaire is like on like Silicon Valley killing.
Chameleonaire's
right
getting
now
to the money.
Yeah.
Like, so we got to round this out, man. We got. You refuse to allow Herman Cain take his spot.
Can't let Big Daddy Kane get on there, man. Big Daddy Herman Cain can't get on there, man.
Hey, what about Kanye West?
He just lost. Woo!
Y'all are nominating some nice nominations here. But like, it's like a part of me can't put him on there though, no, man. Like a part of my heart.
Why I don't know he's going then?
Can he just sit on the boat for a while? He just letting him fill himself out for a while?
Hey, man.
He been on that boat.
Been on it.
So you gonna put him on the island for
I'm right? putting him up for the nomination, dog.
Right, I don't even know
he Damn. So he can't come back?
Mm-mm. No.
I mean, Kanye can come back.
No, he can't. I don't think he wanna come back if he could.
Now, that's another question. Does he want to come back?
That has to go into this. See, the difference between this and the White Walkers is that the White Walkers were still brothers that was just deciding to get over the top by taking
the whole episode. We need all the black people that are White Walkers.
Yeah, that's why OJ's the Night King.
OJ's the Night King.
He's the black person that's adopted white life to his advantage more than anybody else.
Viral though, the way I put his picture on there, like I put his picture on the Night King face.
Yeah, that's my.
I was surprised my Photoshop. I was like, God damn, I did a great.
That's my face on all of my on all of like my social media things, like my little group chats and stuff like that. Listen. Flavor Flav is on this list as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, I can't debate that, man. Even though he
was still gonna fuck with him.
Omarosa. No, all black people is laughing at him. That's the difference. They're laughing at him. So right now the list for me is Omarosa, is Clarence Thomas, is Flavor Flav / the WB Frog. Both of them are together on number 3 spot. Number 4 is... Well, you're not allowing Herman Cain take his spot. So Daryl has used his black card to save him.
It's well worthwhile. I think he will come out and impress us at some point again.
All right,
it's
well, Ben we got to. Yeah, I think Ben Carson deserves it. If we ain't taking Herman Cain, we taking Ben Carson.
We gotta take somebody.
One of them two is going. So if you're gonna leave him, Ben Carson is number 4. He's number 4 on the boat. Ben Carson is number. Now we need the final person. We need a woman to join Omarosa. Who's giving it up? We all know some people that have adopted that life so deeply that they can't even come back now. They don't even know how to find their way back.
You can't say Robin Givens. She don't know where she at now.
I don't know where she at now. That's why I'm having a hard time answering that.
I don't think she identifies with blacks anymore.
She was just in like some little hood movie I saw maybe like a year or two.
What?
Damn. You're lying.
It was like We on the Block Part 2 or something. You know, it was some hood movie.
Is there like any comedians that like are black and they just don't even make black humor anymore?
Oh yeah, Alonzo Bolton. Remember dude from he was on the second season of Last Comic Standing.
You know who you would think would be in this, but he isn't, surprisingly, is Russell Wilson.
For some reason he's gotten out of it. He has evaded this.
He came back. He was gone.
He had a
like Russell Wilson was so far north of the wall, he was almost at the land of always winter. He went to college in North Carolina State in Wisconsin and married a white woman and gave that up to become the superstar quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks and marry an R&B vixen. How do you do that?
I don't understand.
Russell Wilson escaped the pocket of life with the same way he escaped the pocket on the field. He is an impressive brother, and I salute him for doing so. We got one spot left. Somebody got to go in there. And if we don't decide soon, I'm putting Kanye in there. We still appreciate Kanye works, but Kanye is on keeping with the Kardashians now more than he is on the radio.
We can't put him on there, man.
Why?
Because Daryl has a hard time finding out the people he admires.
No.
Don't have a home to come back to. That you admire homeless people. I could see how that would be a tough thing to reconcile.
I can't do
they
it.
They cannot
man.
Come eat with me.
I can't do it. I can't do it. We can find some other people over Kanye.
You're desperately searching for somebody else to find.
I'm on it right now. Oh, you got it. Man. Who?
Eve?
No. Eve's been low key. She's been good. Eve's been good. Kanye is. Damn, you can't put Kanye on her, man.
You don't want to put Kanye on her.
You can't do it, man. You can't do it. You can't put Kanye.
Because he made College Dropout?
Saved him, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got a spot open.
It's not. It can't go to him, man. We
Samuel from Django.
Oh, you talking about Steven?
Steven.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather put Steven on there. Before.
Okay, Steven. Kind of... Steven is the fifth person then. So the five people that have no home to ever come back to are Omarosa. It is Clarence Thomas, Flavor Flav / the WB Frog. Steven, and who's the fourth one? And Ben Carson. Those are the five black people that
are. Put a woman on there. We got Omarosa's
on there. Omarosa's on there. I guess she's a woman.
We gotta find out.
So these five black people are on that island that Luke Skywalker was on right now. To bring, they have no desire. Luke didn't want to leave that island. He said the Jedi.
No, Omarosa wants to come back though.
He said, yeah, but okay. Just like Luke was like, I'm gonna give you three lessons. Like this is as far as I'm willing to come back. But then when they tried to hand him the lightsaber, he was still like, no, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah.
Go to the movies.
Man, we got.
I've been twice.
Oh man, there's got to be some more people, man.
Ask the people for the people.
Yeah.
But I'm saying these are five candidates. I mean, if I go back in time and find out like there was a them brothers that were selling brothers out in Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, they paved the way for it to happen.
Man, I can't. Man, it's got to be something, man.
You can't say Whoopi Goldberg.
No.
Whoopi's good.
No,
good.
She's in there.
She might be in the Black. She's in the Black Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's in the Black Hall of Fame. If anything, is it? So there's no comedian. Like there's
I can't think of one.
Yeah, you gotta kind of.
I mean, Eddie Murphy.
No. Murphy black
you
as fuck.
You
well,
don't.
Well, he ain't, but history.
I mean, he fucks with everybody. So I mean, he kind of everywhere. Eddie, I'm trying to find somebody right now, man.
We got five.
Yeah, but I want to push Kanye farther down the totem pole.
You want to add people that like pad your beloved Kanye so that you don't have to.
I mean, now I don't fuck with the Kanye we get now, like no doubt, like. But there's got to be more people than we thinking on this island than Kanye being on a boat waiting. You know, also receiving votes here.
Hey, listen, man. It's not so much about him as about who he decides to spend his time with. I mean, he's been Kanye is living at the Get Out house right now.
He built another wing.
Kanye literally is living at the Get Out house right now, where them little Middle Eastern chicks is sucking the black juices from brothers and keeping their souls.
They got some voodoo.
Dang. What about Alan West, man? Well, did Stacey Dash get in here?
Ooh.
There's a woman right there.
Yes.
Ooh, Stacey Dash takes Ben Carson's place.
Look, she's actually on multiple lists.
Stacey Dash.
She made out top 20 flyest women and also on the island.
Yeah, she might be the most prominent and persistent member of this show that's never been on it.
What about Alan West? Politician-wise, I'm trying to push Herman Daddy Kane down, too.
Yeah, you don't get to keep saving all your people, dog.
Jesse Lee Peterson is bad, too. God, it's more people. You know what I'm saying? It's some people, man. It's some more folks, man. Y'all not gonna do this to my boy. Let me see here. There is more. I'm telling you, it's more, man.
Alright, well, y'all send them in to us. Let us know some people that you think, like maybe your cousin that you think should be on there that can't come back no more because of all he does. He went off to college and came back a different cat. I know a chick whose little sister went off to college and then she joined a white sorority first day there and she was just devastated. I'm like, she wanted out. I said she was looking for a way out.
She was looking for that eject button.
She found it. She found it in the form of...
Is she in college still now?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, well, hey, tough break.
Yeah, it is what it is. Was she in a sorority?
Who?
The girl you're talking about, the black girl. Was she in a black sorority?
No, she went to college and joined a white sorority.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the girl.
Oh, yeah. She's in a black sorority.
That's hilarious.
And her little sister went and joined a white sorority.
The first day.
Immediately.
During rush.
This is for me.
Yeah. And then white girl rushes just, sign up here.
Better hope she ain't out there like... Montana Fishburne now, nothing like that.
Ooh, Montana Fishburne. Ooh, that's one of the biggest L's for Lawrence Fishburne. He took a big L that year.
Yeah, that was a tough work year for him.
She was doing pornos with Brian Pumper.
Ooh.
Like, no.
You
ain't never seen you know his daughter was.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but it was Brian Pumper.
Wait a minute, I did see
Brian
her walking
Pumper.
Around with him. Damn.
Brian Pumper.
That dude gets the biggest L.
Yeah. Brian Pumper is horrible, isn't it? Like,
he walking around this big ass chain.
Trunk jewelry, they call it? Like,
looking like Luke Cage.
Yeah. One of my friends, she's a pornographic star, an ex-pornographic. She said that everybody say he's corny. Nobody like wants to do.
When he goes out in Vegas, he tried like.
Oh, so you've seen him out in late recently?
Yes.
Let's talk about Brian Pumper for a few minutes before we close out.
This was a couple of years ago, and we were just standing out waiting for valet, and this little weird dude, you know, the dude came by, and he was just talking, and I was like, "You look familiar." And he's like, no, you know, just trying to talk, and I was like, "Ain't you that porno dude?" He did the biggest left turn and walked away like, "Damn, this bitch know who exactly I am."
He's trying to be on the low?
Yes.
Was he by himself?
I don't know who he was. He just walked
over. No, so he was by himself? He was by himself?
I don't know. Oh. He just walked over. He was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I was like, "You look familiar, first of all." And I was like, "Oh, no." Because he had that big ass chain on. And I was like, "Oh, no, brother." And he had that little
style. "Oh, no, brother."
G-Unit tank on. I was like, "No."
The G-Unit tank top.
Yes. I don't trust dudes to walk around in G-Unit tanks.
I don't trust nobody.
Yeah, it's a certain type of person.
It came out.
It's my G and tank top.
Yeah.
I ain't seen nobody G and tank top in a long time. If they do, I know they just got out of jail, and I was like, they first set of clothes, so I'm not.
They turned into Cavaliers jerseys.
Those are cheapest jerseys ever.
So what's been going on with you lately?
Nothing much. Just trying to live a dream, travel or something.
I mean, you travel way more than the average person.
Hey, you gotta find those deals, baby.
You be at the fights. You be everywhere.
Who?
You!
It ain't nothing. You in Vegas, it don't cost nothing but $30-something to get to L.A., so, I mean, it ain't like it's hard. I'll pay money to travel than buy, you know, shoes and stuff like that, so I'd rather see the world. You gotta live.
What's the last fight you've been to?
I don't remember. What's the last fight? No, I'm trying to remember the last fight that they had. I guess the last fight we had, we didn't go to the fight, though.
You didn't go to, was it,
we were there, we just
Ward,
to,
Ward,
no, I didn't go to that. Sometimes you like to watch it, like, on TV.
Yeah. Did you go to the Mayweather joint?
That we didn't go to, we just watched it.
Okay.
Some stuff is better just to watch than see it there, and then you got, it's too much, because it's crowded, and it's just too much.
I've never been to a big prize fight like that. I went to one in Vegas. I went to see Corey Spinks versus Ricardo Mayorga, but I just haven't been there for work, and it was like, I'm just gonna buy them tickets and go.
And so you saw a lot?
Yeah, I saw a lot, but it wasn't like, no, Mayweather or no, like, Ward versus, you know, Kovalev type thing where it's like, yeah, ridiculously big. It was just a big prize fight just for Vegas on a regular week or whatever.
But it's still a different feel if you see it on TV versus, like, in person.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah,
it
I like
is.
It. I'd rather see it that way. Because you can see it at all angles on the TV screen. That's it.
Yeah. I can see that. You got anything coming up you want people to know about? Or where they hit you up at?
Same old on Lena Ortiz on Instagram. I haven't been doing anything really lately. I would love to see, you know, a lot, you know, all our black men and women, couples and everybody just traveling. I love seeing sites that, you know, couples travel, and I love to see, like, black people going all different places in the world. Like that, I would love to see people do more. I love that. I'd rather see people do that than show, you know, the latest, you know, Gucci or whatever they got and stuff like that. I'd rather see people travel and enjoy life. That's what I like.
That's real. Yeah. Like travel noir and all that stuff like this. Yeah. Like, is that the black one, travel noir, I think?
Yeah.
Or is that the travel in the noir? World. Matt, you got anything coming up you want people to know about?
No, just writing the MLB offseason and working on some stuff.
I did want to ask you about the trade. What do you think about the Cardinals trade?
For Ozuna?
Yeah.
No, it was a good deal. It was a good deal. It's the type of thing they need to be doing. You know, cashing in potential assets in the real-time one. So, good deal for them. It's been a good winner for baseball.
Instead of standing in a situation that fell apart?
Yeah, I mean, I never thought that was going to... I knew that was not going to happen the entire time. Because I knew you weren't going to convince a single 28-year-old man who's making $30 million a year to move from Miami, Florida to St. Louis, Missouri for an indefinite amount of time. Nobody is doing that. So, he's in New York living his life now.
He's like, man, me and Aaron Judge could be like the double Derek Jeters.
Yeah. Well, them two light-skinned brothers is making a crack together right there.
They finna run them streets.
It's light-skinned power. They gonna be up there looking like Thanos stepping out of that time warp or whatever it is.
They got two of the gyms.
Everybody else in baseball is like when T'Challa was like, get this man a shield. Everybody else get a shield because it's gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a problem. Protect your goddamn neck.
Man, we only wrap it up. Man, before we even leave, man, I want to give a rest in peace to Combat Jack, man, that died this week, man. He started a lot of these black podcasts, man. A lot of different stuff, man. Died of colon cancer at 48. Died at 48. And his partner that he started law firm with that was popping, he's a big entertainment lawyer. Ed Wood, if anybody heard of the lawyer, Ed Wood. He's like, they're like the first like black hip-hop lawyers. He died 3 days before him. Mm-hmm. And what, he's CBJ's lawyer, all that stuff. Yeah, he died 3 days before Combat did.
That's wild.
Yeah, man. So, man, rest in peace to Combat Jack, man. He influenced a lot of folks, man. So,
hey, brackets are coming up.
Yeah, they're going to come at beginning of the year. Beginning of the year, we're going to settle this once and for all. We're going to put Zoe Saldana versus Sade in the first round and see if she really got...
We're about to go work this bracket out right now. We're about to go, because one thing, I'm not going to just give it to Daryl and let him... put her up against Halle Berry in the first round or nothing, just so you get her out of there. No, we about to make this bracket right now.
All right. The listeners on anything else?
Next week, man.
Yeah, next week.
Last final show
Javon
of the year.
Javon Bibbs here next week, y'all. So this is going to be... Shout out to Javon, man.
That might be a two-parter.
Yeah, and he's actually upset. He wants y'all to pray for Russell Simmons because he's supposed to be on the season 2 of Def Comedy Jam, and he don't want it to be canceled before he get on. He's like, that fool said, hey man, everybody pray for Russell Simmons, man. I mean, these charges to get dropped for this show. For this show could be on next year.
That's real.
He was like, hey, I'm supposed to be recording in like a couple months. Please, Lord Jesus, let him get on there.
That's real.
Shout out to Javon, man. We all praying for you to stay and get on Def Jam. And we'll holler at y'all. Thank you for coming on, Lena.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Easy.